Today's Mishnah in Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. Kol Hayamim Kimikveh. This is fascinating. So Tanakama, who's Rebbe Meir, Divrei Rebbe Meir, all of the various seas in the world are all considered to be a kosher mikveh. But mikveh, they're not considered to be ma'ayanot, because it says beferish in the Torah, ula mikveh hamayim kara yamim. So that would mean that if you have, let's say, a sea that has an exit that is gushing out towards the ocean, it wouldn't be kosher, because then it would be zochalim. But the movement to and fro of waves, that's not considered to be zochalim, and therefore the entire planetary ocean is a kosher mikveh, because it's all in this one gigantic mikveh. So says Rabbi Meir. So that would mean that it can't be a area in which the water is bedavka actually flowing, and also it means that it's for sure not going to be considered to be mayim chayim, despite the fact that you have all of these natural streams that are gushing out into the ocean. That's not considered to be a hashoka, that'll be mechaber them to the mayan. In all of these cases, the Torah says beferish, and it uses the word yamim in the plural. So obviously it means any and all. The yamim are kosher for using as a mikveh. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, only the Yam HaGadol is a mikveh. It's only the actual hollowed-out planetary ocean. That is the mikveh. Anything else that is a gathering of water is not considered to be a mikveh. Now, here's a big question. Does Rabbi Yehuda mean is not considered to be a mikveh and not kosher for tefillah? Or does he mean it's considered to be a mayan, if it's actually a natural water source? Okay. Lo ne'amar yamim, what Rabbi Meir considers to be an ironclad proof that all of the seas in the world are considered to be mikvahs because of the plural of yamim, is a mistake. It means the planetary ocean, which is called yamim because sheyesh bo mine yamim harbe. As the Gemara says elsewhere, Eino dome dag ole ba'ako le dag ha'ole b'tzur. These things can, or Espana, these things taste different because the waters actually have very, very different consistencies. The climate area is different, and therefore we see it as being almost different seas. People relate to the planetary ocean as different seas. There's an Atlantic Ocean, there's a Pacific Ocean. There's no such thing. I mean, only local people would see that. Anybody who looks at the Earth as a planet doesn't see Atlantic Oceans and Pacific Oceans. He sees the ocean. That's the meaning of the ocean. But because locally it's experienced as different in so many ways, so the Torah calls it the Yamim. But obviously, that's just a very infantile way of looking at it. It's sheyesh bo mine yamim. Rabbi Yossi says, and this is how we end up paskening, that kol hayamim b'taharim, even b'zochalim. Actually, if we're talking about the yamim, all yamim are kosher even if they're moving, because ultimately you've got a tremendous number of mayanot, springs that are opening up into these rivers, and these rivers that broaden into lakes, and then they pour out into the yam. But that doesn't mean that they have a din of mayim chayim. Mayim chayim is where it's coming directly from the moker of the mayim chayim that you see. But these things would be kosher even though they're flowing, but they cannot be kosher for psulim, lezavim, lemetzoraim, ulekadesh b'hem mechatat. Remember, as we've seen, that was the other issue that is the third level of what it means to have kosher mayim. So for that, they're not considered to be mayim b'chayim. We actually paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and because of that, we allow tefillah in any of the yamim, or in the lake, or areas where you have streams that are flowing, and we allow women to go to the mikveh in it. Now, of course, this is again, in terms of halacha lemaisa, you have to be very careful when you're utilizing the yam as a mikveh, because it's easy to get chatzitza from mud, or sometimes a woman won't do a proper tefillah because it's out in the open, and she's either freezing cold or nervous that someone will see her. And so because of that, we certainly don't encourage tefillah in yamim, but as long as it's done properly, and there's someone there to see that her hair was completely under the water and that there was no chatzitza and all of the other things are done properly, so we would actually allow a perfectly kosher tefillah, even if there's no mikveh anywhere around the area, if you are around these natural mikvahot. Next Mishnah. Mishnah, Perek Hei, Mishnah Hei. Hazochalim kima'ayan. Now, if you have water that is flowing along, that comes out of a natural source, which is a ma'ayan, it doesn't matter how far away it's flowing, it's still connected to its ma'ayan. Masha'en kein hanotfim, if you've got water that has fallen in rain and it is flowing along, then it would not be kosher unless it's kamikvah. You would have to have it in a closed area where it's not flowing out, and then it would be kosher, and of course, only if it has arbaim sah. What's more, hey, Rabbi Tzadok, ala zochalin shirabu ala notafim. Suppose you've got a lot of rain, it's been a tremendous rainstorm, and you've got gushing rain that has been swelling the local stream. As long, says Rabbi Tzadok, as you have the original spring water itself, the Mayan, if there's more than that, than the rainwater, it's still considered to be a Mayan. And they would still be kosher even if it's flowing along. And you don't need to turn it into a mikvah. So now the Bartanura says that the point over here is that even if, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that even if there's not enough water in the Zochalim of literally Mayan water to cover the entire thing that you're being tevel, and you need the water, which are notvim, in order to provide enough for the person or the object to be able to be covered by the water, it still doesn't matter, because we go according to Bittul Berov, and the whole thing is considered to be a Mayan. So remember, this is similar even if you would be adding Mayim She'uvim to the Mayan. Now, we're about to introduce an entirely new issue. We have spoken about it, by the way, before, but here is where the Mishnah directly comes to address the new sugya of Havayato Ayedei Tahara. So Havayato Ayedei Tahara is based on a pasuk. It says in the Torah, Mikveh mayim yihye tahar. What do you mean, yihye tahar? What does the yihye mean? So from there, it's coming to be meramis, that anything that is going to be a mikveh has to be yihye. It has to come into existence through tahara. But if it comes into existence through something which is shayach to kabbalah's tuma, then it's not called a kosher mikveh. So that would mean that, let's say, you have water that is perfectly clear spring water, and it's not directly headed into the mikveh that you want it to go to. So you put your foot on front of it to make the water go to the side. It would be possible. What? Yes, it never went into a kli. It was you put down something that wasn't even your foot. You put down something that was a kli, but it didn't have a base kibbol, there was no she'uvim, but a kli b'kabel tuma, and it was only that way that you got it there, then it's not havayato, it's not a yiyatar, an amazing new chumrah that completely changes how it is that we're able to get the rainwater or the spring water into the mikveh in order to make it kosher. So let's say, notvim she'asa'an zochalim. So you had the notvim. Again, we're taking the approach I'm going to go through afterwards, the totally different approach of the Rambam to this entire Mishnah. But we're going to take the Rashi's approach as the Rashi's approach. Everybody else learns it like this. So if you have no tefillin, okay, so no tefillin, again, all of the Mefarshim except the Ramban understand that the meaning of no tefillin is rainwater. So you have no tefillin, and it was in a pool, and it was still, and then asa'an zochalin, something happened to turn this rainwater into zochalim. So let's say, chas v'chalila, a lone swimming pool sprung a leak. Inconceivable. So now, inconceivable. So all that water that was in there, that had come in completely precautious, that was all this notfim, all of the wonderful dripping rainwater that has filled up the swimming pool, now it's starting to leak out. So what do you want to do? Somech afilu makel, afilu kaneh, afilu zov v'zova, v'yored v'tovel. How do you like that? You can plug up the hole with even something that's mekabel tuma. Now, it's a little weird because a makel and a kaneh is not mekabel tuma. What's the chiddush over here? So, okay, so according to the approach of these Rishonim, so the Rosh says, okay, it's talking about the types of makel, the kaneh that we spoke about in Kalim, remember, Oilim Omar, Oilim Lomar. I don't want to tell people how you have these secret compartments that people use for smuggling drugs, but I have to explain it. But what do I do? But if I do explain it, people will become drug smugglers. And it's that whole beautiful Mishnah, right? Okay. So it's referring to those types of Kaneh and Makel that have a base kibbol and their arm a kabel tuma. It's a little bit strange, you must admit, right? Okay. But anyway. And for that matter, forget about a cane. I mean, even if an actual tame human being, forget about a tor human being, a zava, puts their finger into the hole, or put their feet over the hole. Now, the hole is stopped up, and the zochalim is no longer zochalim. It turns back into a kosher mikveh, and then somebody can go into that mikveh, that a zov and a zova are putting their foot against and making it kosher, and they can go in and they can be tovel in the mikveh. What do you say about that? Yored v'tovel. Devei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, that's crazy. That is havayator yedei tuma. It is. It was already a kosher mikveh. I understand. But now it's moving. So now by putting the zov's foot there, forget about a zov. Even if it would be a Torah person, even be the Kohen Gadol, it would be possible, because he's shayach to Kabbalah's Tumah. So even something that could be Mekabel Tumah cannot be used ever to make something into a non-zeichlin. So kol davar shu Mekabel Tumah, ein maschilin bo. Maschilin here is the use of the word in the opposite way, right? Yisakel, like we had today, means to take away the stones, not only to throw the stones. Maschilin means to plug up the zechila, not only to make it a zechila. Now over here, it means you cannot plug up a hole utilizing something that would be mekabel tuma, because that itself would be considered to be havayato al yedei tuma. And kosher, and you can't use something literally, Tommy. So we have an extreme machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Rambam, as I said, has a totally different approach to all of this. And what the Rambam says is that we're not talking about rainwater here at all. We're talking about a mayan all the way through. Now, imagine a case like this. A mayan is at the edge of a tall cliff. And some of this water of the mayan is running down the side of the mountain, and it's coming out at the bottom. But a lot of it is dripping over the side of the cliff. So the water appears to be no longer Mayan water, because it's like rainwater that's just dripping down from on top. You don't see it rolling along the ground at all. Now remember, this idea of rolling along the ground has been a very important idea that we used in talking about Hamshacha. Remember that if you're mamshich, water that is from a kli, then you, as long as it goes over the area that is on the ground and it rolls along the ground, we'll talk about the protectinim later, you can make mayim she'uvim into kosher mayim. There's all kinds of machlokas and how much and whether there has to be first kosher. Okay, again, this is to be discussed later when it comes to our discussions of the halakha l'maisa, because the way that these things are translated, halakha l'maisa, is very, very chomor. There's become so many chomors when it comes to mikvahs. So therefore, says the Rambam, if it's being dripping, then it no longer is mechuber to its being a mayan. So if it was rolling down the side of the cliff, that is kimayan. That's totally a mayan, even though it's flowing. That's like any other spring flowing down the side of the hill. But hanotafim, that would mean the actual mayan water, which is drip, drip, dripping over the edge of a cliff, then even though it's coming direct from a mayan, but it only has a din of a mikvah, and it has to be standing still, gathered up in one location of Arboim Sa', and then it would be kosher. But it would never be kosher for Zovin Mitzorayim and so on, right? Like we said, because it's no longer considered to be Mayim Chaim. Now, what's fascinating is, this is the way he understands, of Rabbi Yitzchak. Hey, Rabbi Yitzchak al-Azohalim, Shirobu ala notvim. So then if you had more of that same water that was coming down the hill and it mixes with the water that was dripping, then it's kosher. I thought you said all of it's kosher. No, then it's kosher even for Zovin and for Mitzorayim and to be Mekadesh Mechatas. In other words, they get back the din of a Mayan. That's the Kiddush of Rav Tzadok, according to the Rambam. Now, how about the next piece? Notvim sha'asa'an zochalim. So here is what's going on, according to the Rambam. You take someich afilu kone afilu makel. How does he explain this in the way he's learning it? He learns that if you take something that actually is stays in the way of the water that would previously be drip, drip, dripping, and it now starts dripping over this, which turns it back into a flow instead of dripping off of the side of the mountain. And now it turns back into an actual flow because I put something there to, like often happens when you have a spritz. So you put something in front of the spritz and then it just goes down calmly in one flow, right? Instead of having a lot of separate drops. That's what it means. So afilu kana, afilu makel, meaning even if it's something that's mekabel tumah mirabbanan, and for that matter, afilu zov v'zova yored v'tovel, means not that you use the zov v'zova to plug up a hole. There's no hole. It means that once you've got anything that makes the water back into a flow, then it becomes kosher, even for Mayim Chaim, even though it talks about Zava, and there's no din of Mayim Chaim for Zava, the Rambam understands that we just said Zava, Zava, because we always use them together, and the Zav requires Mayim Chaim, it would be totally kosher as a Mayan, even though it needed you to put that stick in the way for it to become back again into Zochalim, it's considered to be a Mayan. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, you cannot use anything, even pshutei kli eitz, like a makel and a kaneh that I mentioned earlier, that would have a different psul. It would be havayatan is not ayadei tahara, and therefore you couldn't use that ein maschilin alav because of the pasuk mikvah mayim yetahar, and this is not a yetahar. So it's a totally different approach, according to which we never discussed rainwater over here. We never discussed plugging holes. We simply were talking about turning something that would have been not mechuber directly because it's split into separate drops back into something that is considered to be mechuber through the fact that it is a continuous stream that is flowing. Okay, now remember this idea of flow has a lot of implications, halakhically speaking. We talked about some of them in terms of Tumah V'Taira. What is the din of a flow? Do we view, this is Bichlal, a question of liquids, do we view liquids as being a continuum? Or is the very fact that it's a liquid mean that the molecules are considered to be separate and it's only a kli which is mitzarif them, in which case a flow will never have arbaim sa by definition, which would be the reason that zochrim would be pasul, if you hold that that is the issue. And it's nogea so many things. It's nogea transferring tumah back up a stream of water. If that would be actually different than a flowing stream on the water or a stream that is an amud that's coming down directly, all connected, let's say pouring out from one cup into another cup. Would it be metame going up into the other cup? Is it considered to be treif? If it was a hot water on the bottom and you're connecting it with a flow of water, all of these issues are nogea, our understanding of the nature of liquid la'alocha. So over here again, the separation of the flow into separate drops because of the fact that it's pouring over the edge. That's the whole point, according to the Rambam. And that the liquidity of the Mayan is lost in that, and that you can restore the liquidity by simply putting something in the way that makes it now connected so that it doesn't spray into separate drops. Okay, we'll be seeing, obviously, much more of this as we go along, but this is a very important foundational Mishnah in this whole sugya of Havayatan Ayidei Tahara. So that was a wonderful introduction to an important sugya. Bezrat Hashem, to be continued. See you then. Have a wonderful day. Seems to me, Gabi, that you need to replace some of the boost in there. I mean, it looked like it was all going down the hatch at one time. Go to